This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The U.S. Senate voted Thursday to reject President Donald Trump's national emergency declaration to fund border wall construction. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, 12 Senate Republicans ignored the president's veto threat and joined a unified Democratic caucus to pass the disapproval measure.
It's a stunning rebuke by the GOP-led Senate, which voted 59-41 to terminate President Trump's declaration of a southern border emergency. He's trying to steer billions more in funding to his border barriers than lawmakers authorized. Mitt Romney was among a dozen Republicans who billed it as a fight over the separation of powers.
The president can't overrule the decision of Congress,
which the Constitution says is in charge of deciding how to spend money. The president knew he'd lose the vote, but said earlier it won't matter.
They'll do a veto. It's not going to be overturned.
He's not saying if there will be consequences for the Republicans who voted against him. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Former U.S. Congressman Beto O'Rourke on Thursday joined the crowded field for the Democratic Party's nomination to oppose President Donald Trump as he runs for re-election next year. O'Rourke, who served three terms in the House of Representatives before losing a close Senate contest to Ted Cruz last year in Texas, pledged to run a positive campaign that embraces the opportunity of facing challenges at what he called a moment of maximum peril and maximum potential.
This captured institution, corrupted by the influence of money and privilege and wealth and corporations who purchase the outcomes of legislation and elections, that power must be returned to people.
O'Rourke joins a long list of Democrats who want to challenge Trump in the November 2020 vote. At the White House, the president said, "I don't care, whoever they send." This is VOA News.